Welcome to Film on the Rocks. I'm Nate. I'm joined by Brucker. This is an emergency broadcast. I don't even have time. This is Film on the Rocks. Okay, guys? Something has happened. Something huge has happened. And we got to talk about it. Brucker,
how you guys feeling? What's going on? I'm here. we are geeking out because the Mandalorian Season 2 trailer dropped today. I thought this wouldn't drop till October, but... Ooh, man.
Mm-hmm. So we were not ready.
Yes, no, we weren't. Apologies. Like, we're going to get this out super quick. So I honestly might not even edit this episode or like mini reaction episode. So I apologize if it comes off as a little rough. But, oh, man, that's just season two is upon us. Well, season two is coming out October 30th. But this trailer, whoo, it's got me super pumped.
Dude, it had my skin crawling. I had goosebumps. It was incredible. So, should we just jump into initial reactions?
Yes.
Like what? Yes. Yeah. What was your initial reaction? Because you sent this to me. I was working. I had a good flow going. I was having a good morning. I had my coffee. You know, I did my little routine, and I was like, "Today's going to be a good work day." And like 2 hours into it, you send me this trailer, and I'm like, "Well." Through with my day.
Day okay, is ruined never. By it.
Day is fucking ruined. Now I'm on the internet just looking through everything. So
another Tuesday slips through my fingers. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Brucker fucked that one up. So what is your initial reaction?
Disney. I mean,
dude,
I'm super pumped. I mean, we got to see some. We're not going to do like a play-by-play breakdown of the trailer in case that's what y'all are looking for. This is more just us speculating and just geeking out about what we saw, but my first reactions were like, holy shit, they said Jedi. They said like Jedi, like they're looking for that. And we see like this mysterious hooded figure.
Who is she?
I don't know. Also, like, is this the first time that we've seen a boat in Star Wars?
I think so. Like, and it looked like a rhino also. So I don't know if that's like a call to the Mudhorn, maybe.
Oh yeah, maybe. Because I know like in The Last Jedi, we see like this cruise ship, but it ends up flying away out of the water in The Last Jedi, and it ends up like flying out of the water in The Last Jedi, but I don't think we've ever seen like an actual boat Avast in Star Wars. And we see like this whole port, maybe.
Wait, no, we saw one in Rise of Skywalker when they're on those little skiffs.
Oh,
riding out
skiffs.
To the
yeah. Oh, that's like, but like these like actual like boats.
This is a like, boat. This is like, yeah, a Viking ship.
Yes, like, and that gets me super excited.
Yeah, yeah. Did you feel like we're just going to see like a whole new array of just creatures, just with all like the different like worlds that we're going into, right? It's just like a little bit bigger.
Yeah, yeah, I'm really excited about that. And like, I think like even like the little snapshot we get of Mando walking through that little port, like the little like port system, it's like early on in the trailer.
Yeah, yeah. And it looks like a fish market type
yes,
of thing.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. That looks super cool. And there's like, yeah, somebody
he's in Seattle.
He's I think I saw somebody wearing a Kraken jersey in the background, but there's somebody like in front of him walking, and they have like this backpack on, and there's like some sort of like blue slushy slosh in like the backpack. It looked like a portable Bacta tank, kind of. Like, I don't know.
Oh,
it,
I did not notice that. That's
yeah,
so cool.
Yeah, it just really caught my eye. It looked like Gatorade, honestly, but
nice. It just distracted me because I saw all of the squid face looking guys. Those are called Quarren in the Star Wars world, so it made me think that they're on the planet I think it's Mon Cal or Mon Cala. And we've never seen this world, so the relevance to that world is that all of the ships that you see in the original trilogy, like the big ones that Admiral Akbar is kind of driving, those were built on that planet. That is like, that planet is shipyards. So that's the relevance. So that's why, okay, go ahead.
Oh, no. Sorry. Yeah, I was just agreeing with you. What was, basically, I just have a lot of questions from this trailer. Like good questions, you know, like I'm excited to see, like, are we actually going to meet Jedi in this? I think it was confirmed that summer that Ahsoka is going to be in this season, and because like I'm pretty sure that was like the casting of that character was confirmed over the summer, and
I thought that was just speculation because
was it? I don't know. See, I I didn't do any research for this. I don't know.
We were not prepared. We just jumped into this.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, will we see Jedi characters? See, my big theory has always been that this show is going to end with Mando giving Baby Yoda over to Luke for his Jedi Academy. That's always been my big theory, that that's how this show will wrap up eventually. So I wonder if, like, we'll get some, I don't know, some friends of Luke through this or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I'm excited. What was I have some big questions. I want to get to those in a little bit, but I kind of want to pass the torch on to you. What like some of your big initial reactions to the trailer?
So the trailer starts off. We've got Mando's ship kind of floating dead through space. Like the back hatch is open. It's got lights flickering. It looks like he got into a really bad fight with somebody. And then later on in the trailer, we see those two X-Wing pull up beside him and then kind of go into attack mode. So I think your initial thought would be he gets into a dogfight with these X-Wing, right? Because he's like a Mandalorian, he's a bounty hunter, he's a bad guy. Maybe the New Republic kind of wants something to do with what he's got. But my big theory is that I think he's teaming up with these guys.
Oh.
And that they're both going into a fight against something else, because we also see a Star Destroyer, which I didn't think we'd even see. Like, I didn't think there would be Star Destroyers available at this time, because of the state of the Stormtroopers that we see in Season 1, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone's kind of a little bit dilapidated, a little beat down. Not a lot of resources. So I'm thinking that they're kind of getting into a fight with the Empire over the child.
Yeah, because that makes sense, especially with how Season 1 ended.
Yes. And then I think what we see in the beginning is a result of, like, the X-Wings die. The fight didn't go well. Mando gets away, but not completely. He's kind of dead in the water. And we also see a scene later on where a ship is kind of, like, breaking the atmosphere onto a planet. So that's where I think we kind of go into the reason why he's on that boat, maybe.
Oh.
Because, sorry, I just kind of jumped into a prediction. My mind just started, like, swirling.
No, dude, you're good.
When I saw this trailer. But I feel like this show is going to be a lot bigger, because I feel like we were kind of limited to a few planets in Season 1.
Yeah.
Whereas in Season 2, we're seeing, like, the Mon Cal planet, potentially. We're seeing, like, Navarro or Tatooine, whichever desert planet that is. An ice planet.
I have a theory on that ice planet. I wonder if that's him going back to Mandalore.
Oh.
That's my theory. Just because, because there's that, it's kind of like an ominous quote that's playing at the beginning of the trailer, where it was the blacksmith Mandalorian kind of saying, you know, who was this young one that, like, caused all this trouble, you know, and she's pretty much telling him that you need to find its people, and she's speculating that its people are the Jedi. And so he's, like, saying, you know, like, the Jedi and the Mandalores have some historical beef with each other. I'm a little fuzzy on those details, because I read that book Revan with you, but that's kind of like my extent of, like, Mandalore knowledge or Mandalorian knowledge. But, like, I know, was there a big war between the Mandalores and Jedi? Is that correct?
So back in, like, the Old Republic time, the Mandalorians teamed up with the Sith and fought against the Republic, the Old Republic, and the Jedi. And then obviously, not a lot of people know. the Jedi and the Old Republic win that war, which caused obvious tension between the Mandalorians and the Jedi. But I think more recently we come out with those new Clone Wars episodes where Darth Maul kind of gets all the Mandalorians together, like his own little, I don't even know. It's just like
side, like, mercenaries for him.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. And they fight the Republic, and then there's tension there. And I don't really know. I don't know. And I think maybe we'll get some answers to that. Maybe something else happened.
Yeah,
I think it's, who knows. Continue your thought. What were you saying?
I was just saying I think that we're going to see Mandalore, like the planet, in this. And I think that's my guess. That's my speculation or prediction, whatever you want to call it. That snow planet is Mandalore.
Oh, that's nice. That would be cool. What do you think he's doing there?
I have no idea.
Going back to his roots, maybe.
Yeah. Well, thing is, it's not his roots because we found out that he was a foundling. But he wasn't a true Mandalore or Mandalorian. So, I wonder if it's like some sort of. I'm trying to think of the right phrase, but for lack of better terms, like rite of passage of him, leveling up. I don't know what to call it, but like some sort of rite of passage for him to actually go to Mandalore and complete some task to, be just more immersed in this culture that he's been raised in. Because it's possible he's never actually been to Mandalore before, since he was rescued. We don't know what planet he was rescued from, but he was rescued from the separatist droid army.
I think he's from Naboo.
Oh, is he?
I think so. I think in the flashbacks we see like the tops of buildings, and it resembles Naboo.
I would love it if this show were like, I'm all for new planets. Like, don't get me wrong, but I would love it if like we were to see some like stuff from the prequels, like Coruscant. Or, Kashyyyk, maybe. Like, I would love to see Coruscant so much.
Yes.
Even just, like, an episode. Like, we don't need to be there, like, the whole season or anything.
Just want to know what it looks like at this time.
Yeah, I just want to make sure. Seen it. Do you think he takes him to the Jedi Temple since they're... I guess the Jedi Temple's destroyed.
Well, no. There's that planet, Ilum, right?
Yes,
that has all the Jedi crystals, the Kyber crystals.
Did you read Levi's note, by the way?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay,
okay. We will save that for the end. That's some good shit, I'm sure. That's actually a good thought. Maybe he's taking him to Ilum because he's like, this is a planet Jedi are from. Maybe they're from here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of following like a puzzle piece type of season. How do you think the season's gonna be? Do you think it's gonna be like one big mystery?
Yeah, I think it's... I honestly have no idea what to expect, because I think that like the mystery of the first season was why... I guess this is still going to overlap into this season, but like why the Empire wants Baby Yoda. I think that's like the main thing. And I thought it was going to fit more into The Rise of Skywalker when that did come out, because like the season finale of Mandalorian and The Rise of Skywalker kind of came out simultaneously, but you could like speculate, the midichlorians were used to help clone Palpatine, because they later came out saying that the Palpatine we saw in Rise of Skywalker was indeed a clone, not like a full-on Frankenstein.
I'm thinking we're gonna have like some sort of, kind of like along the lines of what you're saying, maybe like some sort of Baby Yoda stem cell research type of thing, where they want his midichlorians to help with the Palpatine. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. We might see that. Maybe we might go to Kamino. Like, that would be a really awesome prequel place.
Maybe that's the ocean planet that they're on. And they're taking a boat to the old factories, right?
Fuck. That might be. Did those factories get destroyed during the Clone Wars?
I think in the video games they get destroyed, but who knows if that's canon anymore? Like, nobody knows what's canon anymore.
So true. some big questions I have are, just like, who was that mysterious hooded figure we saw at the beginning?
I had a thought.
Okay, who?
If anybody has seen Rebels, it's that the side show, animated show. There's a character named Sabine Wren. Sabine is a, she was a Mandalorian. She's from Mandalore, right? And I feel like that character, she kind of looked like Sabine's character, the animated character. And I feel like that might be here, because at the end of the Rebel series, this is a spoiler, so if you want to watch the show, maybe like skip forward a couple seconds. But at the end of that show, Sabine teams up with Ahsoka, and they go off searching for their friend Ezra.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking maybe this is like a step in their journey, because it's kind of around the same timeline, definitely way later, but it's around the same timeline. So she would be older, and that character looked a little bit older. I think that might be her, and I think that would be relevant because there is ties to Ahsoka, which we are speculating she's been cast for, right? And then there's the tie to Mando, because they're both Mandalorians in some form or fashion, right? And I don't know. That's, I think that's who that is.
Oh, dude, that's.
And she's gonna like take him to.
But Ahsoka. It's interesting because she's like spying on them. So I wonder if she can like sense that like Baby Yoda is like super force sensitive or something.
Yeah, and she like doesn't know if this isn't Sabine, and she like doesn't know what Mando's intentions are. So she's kind of like keeping an eye on them.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. And she's like maybe playing like some sort of weird protector role. See, I was always one thing that we didn't get answered in the first season, and this is kind of nitpicky, so I apologize, but something that I kind of hope because I feel like that this could answer something or shed some light on something was, you know, the fobs, those like tracking systems that the bounty hunters use to like track down their bounties, the fob systems. It was so ambiguous on how they worked, and they seemed to have like no rules really. Because like my whole thing was like, maybe all of these, because like people that like skipped bail or like escaped from like space prison or whatever. So my whole thinking was that if you had a fob tracker, that meant that you were incarcerated at some point. And so my whole thing was that like maybe Baby Yoda was like imprisoned for some reason and then somehow escaped with the help of some sort of outside force, like maybe the help of Jedi or the help of like Sith. Or something maybe it wasn't like an imperial thing. Yeah, like
I'm gonna go ahead and mute myself. There's a train just kind of running in my backyard right now. So,
that was just something I was thinking. Like maybe we might get some more answers on that. And because my whole thing was that, like, did he escape a prison? And like she was, this Jedi was like, assuming this hooded figure is a Jedi, was she like some sort of protector over him while he was in this jail, or does she like help him escape? Because like my whole, one of the big questions I think is like, who are his parents, but like just where did they get Baby Yoda in the first place?
You know, that's a really good point, because he kind of did kind of have his own entourage, right? Kind of protecting him in that little stronghold. So maybe she was his protector. Maybe she brought him there. She went out for like milk and cigarettes, and then when she came back, he was kind of
milk
like
and death sticks.
Taken away. Milk and death sticks. Blue milk and death sticks. And
full circle.
Right? It took a little bit. And then she comes back and he's gone, and or like just a series of events. Yeah, that's a good point. Oh man. That would be wild.
Jeez. God. All right, well...
Wait, hold on. Before you jump into that, who do you think... So, obviously, the big bad at the end of season one was Gideon, right? Mm-hmm. Moff Gideon, I think.
Thank you so much. I could not remember his name to save my life.
Yeah,
I did zero prep before doing this. I literally just got home from work.
I was just racking my brain. I was like, okay, the guy from Breaking Bad, what is his name? So, who do we think is the big bad?
It's probably going to be him, I think.
You think it's going to be him? I think there's going to be another one. Because another thing that was not answered was, who was the person walking up? So the episode where Mando where he teams up with the kid?
Yes.
Okay. Who was that walking up to the dead body at the end?
See,
I think it was Boba Fett. Who do you think it is?
I'd assume it was just Gideon. At the time I was thinking that it was Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it could be Gideon too. I mean, that's a good question. I think it's Gideon, but I don't know. I also thought I saw this summer it was confirmed that Boba Fett was going to be in the season.
Oh, dude, an old Temuera Morrison as Boba Fett would be fucking dope. Holy shit.
It's also kind of weird that, I don't know. How do you feel if Boba Fett does wind up in this show? How do you feel about that?
I would absolutely love it. I don't want them to explain how he's alive. I don't care. I'm just going to assume he did some badass stuff and got out of it. No need to explain.
Will it overshadow like the character of the Mandalorian? Because isn't like Boba Fett kind of like Star Wars fans kind of put him on like this pedestal of like coolness, like that's like the ultimate bounty hunter, but we've seen how much of a badass Mando is so far. So like, do you think it like casts too big of a shadow on him? Is it kind of just like, why don't we just make the show about Boba Fett?
I don't know, because I think if Boba Fett showed up, I'm still like, well, Mando's my Din Djarin is my Mando. You know what I mean?
Hashtag like, not my Mando.
Not my Mando. I want to see them, doubt of seeing them face off. How dope would that be? Because it's like, like what you said before, Baby Yoda probably still has the tracker on him. And like, how.
Assuming that's awesome how that works. I have no idea how it works.
Yeah, assuming that's how that works, how awesome would it be if like the ultimate bounty hunter, quote unquote, ultimate bounty hunter, is going to face off against our Mando?
Mm-hmm.
That would be badass. That's what I want. I don't think it's going to happen, but that's what I want.
I don't want them to face off with each other. If they do face off with each other, I want it to be indirectly. Like, I want them to be going after the same target, kind of like in a heist sort of way. Like, you know, who can complete the heist first or better. But I don't want to see them, like, actually brawling. Well, okay, maybe I do, but I don't. I don't want, like, that to be, like, the ultimatum. Because it's, like... Because I feel like that there won't be like real stakes if we see them fighting each other. Because there's no way that Mando is going to die, and there's no way that's like how they're going to have Boba Fett's story end, is being killed off.
Yeah, bring him back to kill him. Yeah,
I just don't see that happening. So that's why I want to be as. I mean, it would be really cool just to see them get into like a scuffle maybe, but like not like a legitimate like fight to the death. Because I don't think anybody would buy into it, but I would love to see like some sort of like heist competition between them. That would be cool.
That would be dope. Just kind of see like where our Mando is measured up to Boba Fett.
Yeah,
that would be cool. Okay, after you said that, I think I kind of changed my mind. Maybe I just want somebody to make it on YouTube, like one of those fan fiction videos. Do that, I'll be happy, and then we'll stick to our storyline. Do you want to place a nice little wager on this?
Yeah, man. Do you want to like each of us do a bet? Like I bet something, and like you can just like bet against it, and then you have your own bet or whatever. Like you know, like we're each speculating something different, but like kind of like going against each other. That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
So here's the question: whether or not a lightsaber gets turned on in this, and I'm not counting the dark saber just because like we've already seen that in season one, so I mean like a legit Jedi or Sith lightsaber that's like red, blue, or green, or purple, like something that we've seen before, but it's not the dark saber. So you could say yes or no that we see it
absolutely yes, but I think they're gonna make us wait just like they did in season one.
Okay,
it's gonna be the final episode and it's gonna be a showdown.
Okay, so I'm going to say yes as well. Okay, so we'll do like an over-under. So you're going to say it's going to happen, but not until the last episode.
It is the last episode.
Okay, yes. I'm going to say it's going to happen outside the last episode. So that's our bet.
Okay.
And so the loser has to either shotgun a beer or do like two or three shots in a row of some sort of liquor on Film on the Rocks Instagram story. So that's gonna be the little bet for that.
okay, I'll take that bet.
Okay,
I'll
cool. Take that bet. All right, what's your prediction that we could wager on?
Who's gonna show up first? Are we gonna see Ahsoka first, assuming she's there, and are we gonna see Boba Fett first, assuming he's there?
Okay. Do I get to pick first, or do you?
Yes, you pick first.
Oh, I'm Ahsoka. I think we're going to see Ahsoka first.
Oh, that's perfect, because I think Boba Fett's going to be there.
Okay.
At least, like, by the fifth episode.
Yeah, do you want, okay, yeah, I guess it's just
whoever shows up first.
Okay, yeah. Now, I feel like we need to, like, set some ground rules here. So, like, define shows up, like, full on, you see their face, like, screen time.
Just, like, whoever pops up first on screen.
Okay, so like you see, you have to see their face, because like they do like a little teaser, like you just see like somebody's hood or somebody's like boot.
No, if it's not confirmed who they are, then it does not count.
Okay. So face.
But
face,
hold on. But if we do see Ahsoka on screen, if we do see Boba Fett on screen, okay, we'll say it can be retroactively applied, right? If we see them on screen,
but it's not confirmed.
Yes, and then later on, if they say, "Oh yeah, that was me back in episode 3," then then it applies.
Okay, cool.
How about that?
I like that. So that's the bet.
Okay, cool. And then same terms. Whoever loses has to shotgun Smirnoff Ice or do shots on the Film the Rocks Instagram.
Sounds good.
Cool. I'll take that. Oh my gosh. Do you want to jump into Levi's?
Yes. So we have a correspondence from Levi Fett. That's
that's his nickname.
That's his nickname. We might, I don't know. We'll see if it sticks.
We're going to play around with some.
Levi, please text me. Let me know if you like that. So Levi Fett. Or listeners, if y'all have another Star Wars fun nickname for Levi, please share that with us.
Yes. We spent like 10 minutes before recording just deciding which one it would be. So if you have a better one, we think there's a better one.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Tweet us at Film on the Rocks. All right. So Levi sent me a little email. Not little. So I'm going to read. This is all from Levi Fett. Space looks gorgeous. Jon Favreau and especially Dave Filoni are geniuses and treat Star Wars with so much respect. More Tatooine is not a bad thing at all, so I guess he's assuming that desert planet is Tatooine. Looking forward to seeing the practical effects in the Banthas and Tuskens. On a similar note, the costume design is so practical. I love the continued loyalty to the classic look while using CGI to make planet space and other large landscapes so beautiful. The snow planet. So this is his speculation. Hoth seems too easy. I agree with him. Mm-hmm. Would love it if it was Ilum, snow planet in which younglings would go to find their kyber crystals for their lightsabers. Thank you, Levi, because I did not know that information, but Nate knew it. This is the planet that would eventually become Starkiller Base. I did not know that.
I don't think that was confirmed, was it?
Honestly, Levi would know this, so
yeah, I'll take it from him.
It's from Starkiller Base. If it is Ilum, we could see a cool tie-in to the First Order. Ooh, that would be cool.
That would be dope.
More X-Wings and TIE Fighters, 3 exclamation points. I don't want to scream. Speeder bike chase is so pretty. I absolutely agree. Maybe Jason Sudeikis will reprise a role as a scout. That would be cool. Seeing Baby Yoda react to Mando arming his whistle birds makes Baby Yoda feel less like a package and more like a partner. Looking forward to the relationship building. Maybe he finally gets a name. No sign of Ahsoka, Boba Fett, the Darksaber, or Bo-Katan. Maybe Bo-Katan was the cloaked figure? Maybe
Bo-Katan.
Bo-Katan. Okay, thank you. Maybe Bo-Katan was the cloaked figure? Maybe a Jedi? Not sure. Looking forward to minor cameos. I am too. Star Wars continues to show that it will not be stopped. Despite some slips here and there, it continues to produce artwork even after the end of the Skywalker saga. Example, the Clone Wars Season 7, Mando, Star Wars Squadrons, hopefully, and much more. So pumped to battle between binging and savoring the show. Dude, I think it's coming out weekly. I think he might have forgotten. Keep saturating the market, Disney. I'm all for it. Nate and Brooker, y'all rock. Oh, thanks, dude. I appreciate the shout outs and the awesome representation. Y'all are the best. May the force be with you. Thank you, Levi.
He brought up some really good points that I can't believe we didn't talk about.
Sorry,
the whistling birds and Baby Yoda, the cutest scene in that whole trailer, just completely stuck out, was whenever Mando was about to do the little whistling birds to kill those guys.
Yeah.
And Baby Yoda like slaps a little button on the front of his little egg and hides inside. That was fucking adorable.
It was. I mean, they really figured out. I have a theory that they didn't know how well Baby Yoda would do with the public. Mm-hmm. Like they didn't know if people would think it was annoying or like super cute. And so now that they see that like everybody's leaning into it, they're like, okay, yeah. So we're just going to like, really lean into it.
We're gonna lean into this, dude. They didn't even have freaking merch out yet.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think that they just didn't know like who would like stand out.
I think you're right. Last thing, so we're just gonna, I want to talk about tone real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So the tone of season one was obviously very Western, and it kind of had like some tie-ins to the old like samurai movies, right. I don't get that tone at all with this. I'm thinking like
pirates. It's kind of like, I kind of pirate, felt like that
a pirate bit. Indiana Jones adventure. Like,
and that's what I want. I mean, not that I don't like the Westerns. I loved it, but like I'm cool with changing it a little bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that each season's going to have like its own personality, and I really felt that. And here's why I think what you were saying about Sith potentially being involved with this was that guttural monk music that we hear at the beginning.
Ooh.
Oh, fuck. Like, that gave me chills. And I feel like that has something to do with, like, those Sith acolytes that we see in the Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, yeah.
Because wasn't that, like, the similar type of music? No, that was the music that was played when Palpatine was talking to Anakin about Darth Plagueis.
I mean, anytime there's been, like, Sith stuff, they kind of had that like, music. Yeah. I'm so excited.
I think we're in for something.
All right. Well, any like final thoughts or questions or anything?
No. Did you have anything to say about what Levi had to share?
I mean, I felt like I was kind of chiming in whenever, but I mean, if it's Ilum, I think that's super cool. I mean, I hope that we do get that. Yeah, I totally agree. More X-Wings and TIE Fighters. I'm all for like space battles. That's something that I wish we got more of, honestly. Like more space battles, because I love the Razor Crest. I also forgot to mention, he texted me saying that the little note that you said as well, that, like, did you notice that what seems to be like I don't know what it's called, like the hatchet or whatever was open for the Razor Crest? Yes, just the back hatch was open. So like, he's like, did they get into some kind of fight or scuffle? Like, he's like really questioning what happened there. But yeah, so I'm really excited. And if I just want to like recommend something, if people haven't watched the Gallery docuseries of the making of the Mandalorian that's on Disney Plus, I highly recommend watching that. It's super cool. Like, they go into the directors, the thought process, the visual effects, even like the score, like how they made the music was super cool. It was just so good. And what I love about it is that like there's way less CGI than you would imagine, because they like created this thing called the volume. So like whenever you see space or landscape, that's not green screen. It's literally a screen. It's like a TV screen. And like they used video game technology. It's just fucking outstanding. It's just so cool. I love like behind the scenes stuff like that. So, and it's just cool to see all these different collaborators come together over a project that they love, and it was just so fun to watch. So if you binge watch The Mandalorian like two or three times like we have, you want something else, watch that Gallery series on The Mandalorian. It's all new stuff, and it just gets you more hype for this season.
Very satisfying to watch, especially the director's round table that they had.
Yes,
loved it. Oh my god, so many great things to say. But do you want to go ahead and plug the Patreon?
Yes. So this is free. This little our speculation, and I might re-release this when the show comes out. But so, Film on the Rocks, we got a Patreon page. It's just at patreon.com/filmontherocks. We have one tier that's $2, and we are going to have a weekly reaction series of us, you know, speculating and reacting to the Mandalorian episodes as they come out. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We will come up with, like, we'll do our best to come up with drink noodles for those. Maybe be more of us. It'd be more organized than this, but it'll be us kind of, like, going through, like, breaking down the episode somewhat in speculation and us kind of talking about it. It'll be a lot of fun. So that'll be available on there on the Patreon, that $2 level. At that same $2 level, you get early access to episodes, bonus content, monthly newsletters from both Nate and I. We kind of fill you in on some stuff that's going on that the other people don't know about. So, and you also have way more influence over the show by like what movies we do or what sort of bonus content that we will provide for you. So for $2 a month, if you want to support the show, we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. But if you can't do that, that's totally okay. And if you just want to support us emotionally, just send us nice emails or leave us nice reviews that will support us emotionally. So that'll get us by.
I love it. And maybe we can get Levi the Hutt on here sometime. And
I know he's so busy.
Get him involved.
He's so busy. I mean, I want to. I know he wants to too. He's just so busy. He's just adulting super hard. guys, he has a full time job. He's in grad school and he's trying to buy a house. He's doing a lot right now. But
Oh, man. This is awesome.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for checking out this little speculation episode. And again, apologies if this sounds a little rough. We're probably not going to edit this besides adding in the music. But but looking forward to this. The Mandalorian airs on Disney Plus October 30th.
All right. May the Force be with you.
Bye.
May the Force be with you. Bye.
I'm leaving that in.
I love that. Hey friends, I hope y'all enjoyed that episode of Film on the Rocks. Before you go, we wanted to let you guys know that our Patreon is now in full swing at patreon.com/filmontherocks. We have a $2 tier to become one of our drinking buddies, Water School 2. This includes early access to episodes, bonus episodes, polls for what we cover, and so much more. So come check it out. Once again, that is patreon.com/filmontherocks. Check the show notes for our links.